Good morning, everyone. Well, here we're at the end of the summer holidays. Are you ready to go back to school? I think some of you will be heading to school for the very first time in a few days.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Peter. What's up?
I was just talking to the kids here about school.
It is almost that time, isn't it? New classes, new teachers, new things to learn. I hope I learn lots this year.
Interesting. You should mention learning because that's what our Bible story is about today.
It's about school.
Not really, but it's about wisdom.
Wisdom? That's kind of like being smart, isn't it?
Yes. When a person has wisdom, that means they are pretty smart.
I'd like to have wisdom. Then maybe I wouldn't have to work so hard at school. Wouldn't have to do so much homework. Wouldn't have to stop daydreaming class. Wouldn't have to...
Excuse me. I don't think you are being very smart. Wisdom doesn't mean you don't have to keep on learning and working hard.
Rats. So what does all of this wisdom have to do with our story?
Well, our story is about a man named Solomon.
Oh, Solomon was a king, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Solomon wanted to be a good king, and he wanted to please God. One night, when Solomon was sleeping, God came to him and said, "Ask me to give you whatever you want, Solomon, and it will be yours."
Wow, I would like someone to make me an offer like that.
So, Paul, if you could have anything you wanted, what would it be?
Let's see. I wouldn't mind some new toys. Maybe a new bedroom. How about a pony?
Well, those are good things, but Solomon didn't ask for anything like that. Solomon asked to be a wise man. He asked God for wisdom. Solomon wanted to be wise enough to know what was right and what was wrong. Then he would know how to be a good king and look after his people.
I think that would have made God happy.
Yes, it did. God was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom rather than to be rich or happy. So you know what? God did make Solomon very wise. And for many years, Solomon helped his people to obey God and share God's love with those around them.
Just like we try to do today. God helps us to be wise so we can help others know about his love and forgiveness.
Exactly.
Our Bible words for today are from the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. It says, "The Lord makes people wise." Let's say our Bible words together. The Lord makes people wise.
Very good. Well, Paul, I think it's time for our friends to head over to Sunday school, where some very wise teachers will help them learn more about God.
Bye, everyone. Please walk on the way to Sunday school. See you next time.